We are teaching people how to love God. It is not our proposition that you are Christian, you become Hindu, or you are Mohammedan, you become Christian, increase our numerical strength. We don't want any numerical strength. We want one sincere person who has learned to love God, Krishna. That's all. I have come to your country with this mission, and if I find one or two boys or girls sincerely have learned how to love God, Krishna, then my mission is successful. I'm not after any number of, because if I can turn one soul to this Krishna consciousness, he will do tremendous work, because he will be fire. You see, he can do tremendous work. Ekashtanda samohanti natatara sahastra. One moon is complete to drive away the darkness of night. Not millions of stars required. What these millions of stars can do? One moon is sufficient. So our propaganda is to create one moon. You see? But fortunately, by Krishna's grace, many moonlight boys and girls have come to me. You see? Many moons. Are you thinking of having only one moon? But Krishna, I am hopeful that there are many moons, and in future they will be doing very nice. This is paropokar. To spread this Krishna consciousness movement is the best service to the humanity. Please try to understand this. It is not a bluffing thing. To love God, prema pumatham ha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, with the highest achievement in the human form of life is to attain perfectional stage to love God. That is the highest. Not dharma to kama moksha. People are after becoming religious person or economically very well-situated person or desiring all facilities for sense gratification. And when one is frustrated in all these attempts, he wants to become God. By meditation, he wants to become God. You see? God is not so cheap thing that simply by meditation one can become God. People do not know what is God. Therefore they accept. Just in Los Angeles airport, one boy was asking some person in your country is declaring himself as God, Mayor Baba. So he asked me whether you accept Mayor Baba as incarnate. So I asked him, what do you mean by incarnate? So he replied that because Krishna or God is everyone's heart, therefore everyone is incarnate. Then I said, what is difficult? Then we are all incarnation. What is the specific quality of Mahar Baba? Because Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesu Arjuna Tishtati, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. The Lord is situated in the heart of cats and dogs also. Sarva Bhutana means all living entities. It is not that God is not situated in the cat's heart or dog's heart. He is there. Therefore, He is also incarnation. That is the formula. There, this impersonalist, because just like in Ramakrishna Mission, they say, because Narayan, He is everyone's heart, therefore everyone is Narayan. This is not very good logic. Narayan, our Lord, He is omnipotent, omnipresent, He can be present everywhere. That does not mean everyone is God. This is not very good logic. Anyway, then when I ask Him that if everyone is incarnation, then what is the speciality of my Lord? Well, He knows more than others. But then the next reply is that somebody may be more than Vaibhava. See, if you go on searching like that, you will find Krishna. Nobody is greater than Krishna. That's why He is the Supreme. By logic. Go on by logic. If everyone is incarnation, and if everyone, out of many, one who is still more advanced, he is accepted as God, then you have to search more. If there is any other person who is greater than that person, that has been searched in Vedic literature by Lord Brahma. And He says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, we have searched out all types of gods, all types of gods. But the Supreme God is Krishna. Everyone is God, that's nice. But there is bigger God and lesser God also. So, if you go on searching after bigger God, bigger God, bigger God, when you come to Krishna, you'll find nobody bigger than Him. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Matta Paratara Nasti. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find Krishna says that nobody is greater than Me. And actually when Krishna was present on this earth, there was no contemporary who was greater than Krishna. Neither, even at the present moment, there is anyone who can say that I am greater than Krishna. In opulence, greatness in 6 times of opulence. In richness, in reputation, in strength, in beauty, in wisdom, and in renunciation. If you analyze, you will find nobody is greater than Krishna even in awful material richness. Everyone wants to become rich, to have a nice family, nice wife, good bank balance, a nice house. But Krishna married 16,108 wives. Is there any history, any instance? And each wife had a palace which need not require any lightning, electricity. It was jewel bedecked. So at night by the light of the jewel it was brilliant. So this description are there. And 16,100 palaces. And not only that, Narada wanted to see how Krishna is enjoying his family life. So he entered each and every palace and he saw Krishna is present there with his wife. That means he was enjoying expanding himself in 16,000, not that one wife is lamenting, oh, my husband is not here, he's in that apartment or that palace. No, he is satisfied that Krishna is there. This is called opulence. Compare his opulence. And so much strength is concerned. From the whence he was a child on the lap of his mother, he killed the great demon Putana, 12 miles long when she fell down. So, God is not created by such artificial meditation. God is God. Just like chemically you cannot produce gold. Gold is gold. Iron is iron. Law of identification. So, his opulence, his strength, his reputation, taking Krishna as a great personality, I don't think any personality in this world is existing. He is so reputed as Krishna, right from historical points of view. 5,000 years passed. You mean Krishna was Indian, he's famous in India? No. Krishna is famous in every country all over the world. For his Bhagavad Gita. You'll find Krishna's name in the dictionaries. So, in reputation nobody can compete. In wealth nobody can compete. In strength nobody can compete. In wisdom, take Bhagavad Gita, such a book of wisdom, knowledge, there is no comparison in the world. Take it philosophically or religiously or any way. There is no comparison. And renunciation, when Krishna was present, his Yadu dynasty consisted of many hundreds of thousands members. And before his departure, he finished them and went on. Renunciation. So, my request to you all, that don't accept God very cheaply. If you don't like God, that's nice. That's not, nobody is blaming. But don't accept a false God. That will be great blind. Don't do that. Try to understand actually what is God. And a man who is claiming, I am God, whether he has got such qualification. That can be tested when only six things trust. Whether he is richer than all the people of his contemporary life. Is he the richest than all? Or is he the strongest man than all? Or is he the most reputed person than all? Or is he most beautiful? Or most wise? You have to test like that. Don't accept cheaply, some rascal comes and God and yes. Don't do it. You test like test in six symptoms. Wealth, strength, reputation, wisdom, beauty, and renunciation. If he excels in all these qualifications, all other contemporary persons, then he's God. It is simple description. If he is God, then who can be richer than him? And who can be stronger than him? These six things, six opulence, Oishadjasa Samadrasa, Bijasa Jasasa Sriya, Jnanabhaya Gayasaiva Sarayiti Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan means, Bhava means person. A Bhagavan, Van means possessing person. So these are the symptoms of becoming fortunate. Wealthy, strong, wise, beautiful, reputed, and at the same time renounced without any attachment. These things are to be faced with. So don't accept cheap God, or don't try to be imitate God, I am God. This is a great standard of ignorance. Anyone falsely claiming that I am God, that is the last snare of Maya, that one is falsely claiming God. So our students in Krishna consciousness, wherever it is possible, try to preach this principle. The God is not so cheap that any rascal can come and claim that I am God, or any time one can claim as God. This is most foolish claim. Our Vedic literature gives hundreds and thousands of descriptions how God is to be understood. The Upanishad, it is stated, Eka bhunaṁ vidudhāti kāmāṁ nityā nityānāṁ cetanā cetanānāṁ. He is the chief amongst the living entities. He is the chief amongst the eternals. How is he chief? He is one. God is one. Eka bhunaṁ vidudhāti kāmāṁ. He is one living entity, supreme living entity, and he is supplying the necessities of all other living entities. That is God. Whether he is supplying necessities of all other living entities. He is a bhunaṁ vidudhāti kāmāṁ. Similarly, there are many descriptions about God. Jasya hi nishasita kalam athavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha means in words, there is a chief man, just like Lord Brahma. Just like in your country, the chief man is the president, Mr. Nixon. Similarly, in this universe, the chief man is Lord Brahma. And in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find Brahma's age, you cannot calculate it. One day. He is living so long a duration of life. But he is not independent. The second Nishasita Kalama Thavana. His life, his duration life, although so long, still it is felt that that life is only a breathing period of Lord Mahavishnu. This Nishasita Kalama, just like we are breathing, exhaling and inhaling, coming out and again taking. So when Mahavishnu exhales, all the universes come in. And when it inhales, it goes again with him. And the duration of Brahma's life, you can calculate. So that God, that Mahavishnu, he stated, is one portion of the portion of Krishna. Just say the Nishasita Kalama Thavanamma Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadannanatha. Vishnu Mahan, he is called Mahavishnu. Vishnu Mahan God saw your collaboration. this Mahavishnu is portion of the portion of Krishna. Govindamadipuritam Tamangu. In this way, there are different descriptions of God, how great He is. That greatness cannot be had by any nonsense. So don't be misled in that. Even if you don't take to Krishna consciousness, don't be misled by cheap gods. That is all. God is great. And try to understand how great He is. That description is great in Vedic literature sufficiently. How great He is. Don't be satisfied simply by understanding that God is great. That's nice. But as far as possible, try to understand how great He is. Then you will not accept any cheap God. Otherwise, you will simply speculate on frog philosophy. You know that frog philosophy? He's calculating the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean from the small well. Somebody is saying there is Atlantic Ocean, very great. And the frog has never seen the Atlantic Ocean. He is always in the well. He says, how great? It is 3 feet, it may be 10 feet. No, sir, it is great. All right, 100 feet. No, it is great. All right, 1,000 feet. So what? Where is the comparison of Atlantic Ocean within the well? So these rascals are calculating, speculating about God, how great He is by 3 feet, 6 feet, or 10 feet, or 100 feet, 1,000 feet. But He is greater than all your calculation, all your measurement. Avang manasa gochara. You cannot calculate how He is great. Simply, you accept His greatness and surrender. That's it. You just calculate yourself, your infinitesimal identities, very small. Kishabda sadubhagasya sadubhākalpitasya. Just divide the tip of your hair 10,000 parts. And that one part is your identification, spiritual measure. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says that don't be falsely proud. Just become submissive. Namantaiva. Namanta means submissive. Meek, where Lord Jesus Christ also advised. Those who are meek, the kingdom of God is for them. Is it not? So, that's very nice qualification. To become humble and meek. Don't try to meet a false behind God. That is simply rascalism. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised that jnanipryasam udupasa namantayiva. Giving up the false speculation of understanding God in your calculation, just become humble and meek. Jnani priyasam mudapasya namantaiva sanamukritana bhavadiya vartam. And try to hear about God from realized soul. From Krishna or His bona fide presences. That is very nice qualification. Simply here. Sthane sthita tutusanubharang manohi. In this way, you remain in your position, try to understand how great is God through the authoritative sources, and your life will be so successful that one day you will find God is within your hand. It is so nice. Just like you keep a child within your hand, that Maharaj Yashoda kept Krishna in his arms always, he will also have a similar position, simply by hearing about it. So this Krishna consciousness movement, he is for giving chance to everyone and a hearing about God, Krishna. This Krishna Kirtans, Hare Krishna is the beginning, and in that Hare Krishna hearing is everything. Then we speak something from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishad, many, hundreds and thousands of books we have got. Even in our Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot finish reading in one night. Srimad Bhagavatam is so great. Our project is for 60 varans. So, these 60 varans, it will be very difficult for any person to read it carefully throughout the whole life. So, there is so much information about God. But it is possible to understand Him if you associate with pure devotee of the Lord. Then Sameva Purator, then God will reveal Himself. He is sitting within everyone's heart. And as soon as he sees that one is very sincere and he is trying to understand me, then he will teach it from within. And he will understand, even without reading book, by his grace he will understand. But anything we should not claim false. We should be very sincere and serious to understand God. Then God will help us. God is using everyone's heart. There is no difficulty. And that is our Krishna consciousness movement. So I am very glad that you are all coming to our this center. And these boys are trying to convince you in Krishna consciousness. Please try to cooperate with us so that we may be encouraged also. Thank you very much. I shall go to the apartment.
Is that the good book called the one you saw?
I think it's my screen is there.
Okay. Okay.